noticed how slowly sound travels? The stuff I said to my teenagers 18 years ago is just starting to reach them.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Each of us is gifted in some way. There are things my sons do that I wouldn't attempt to do without a helmet, a parachute, and 6 layers of bubble wrap. And there are things I enjoy that holds no interest for them, like being offered the senior discount. My talented father could wiggle his ears without moving anything else. My son can touch his nose with his tongue. At times, I think I should have a strange talent. Maybe play the piano with my toes so film crews would shoot documentaries of me. Captain Frodo has an odd talent. Yes, that's his real name. He's a Guinness World Record contortionist. Captain Frodo astounds audiences by squeezing his entire body through the head of a tennis racket. I'm serious. This requires the dislocation of joints and contorting the body into unnatural positions that are painful to watch. Then there's Annie Kay from Kerala, India. Annie is an art instructor who grew tired of painting with a paintbrush, so he dips his tongue in paint and licks the canvases. What began as a strange experiment flourished into an impressive art form. He now paints intricate and beautiful paintings entirely with his tongue. He holds the record for the world's largest painting of Jesus, made with a tongue. Santiyahu Teshele also has an unusual talent. He makes a living crafting stools in Ethiopia. The gritty and determined man has lost the use of his arms, but does everything with his legs and feet, measures and cuts wood, pounds nails, operates a belt sander and a lathe, and turns out a quality finished product without lifting a finger. You think there's anyone who can cut wood and make chairs like this, he says? There isn't. This requires physical power. It makes me very happy when people buy my chairs. As long as my chairs last, my customers will remember me. What an inspiration. It's so easy to get caught up in what we do not have. Then along comes a guy like Netanyahu. He doesn't give way to despair at what he lacks. No, he can't be a professional arm wrestler, weightlifter, or rock climber. But he can make comfortable chairs that last. Way to go. You may not be able to pound a nail, carry a tune, or make people laugh, but God has gifted you. How do I know? The Bible says God made you in His image. 1 Peter 4 says, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. God has given you gifts, talents, and great value. You have exactly what you need to be exactly who He wants you to be. Finding what that is brings us and others great joy. Let's choose to reflect on what He has given us and give Him thanks. You may not be able to fit your body through the head of a tennis racket, and that's not such a bad thing. But chances are God has given you arms and legs, a voice to encourage others and praise Him, a smile to lift someone's spirits. Use them for Him today. But if you're going to paint with your tongue, be warned. Annie Kay from India says that though the paints aren't toxic, painting with his tongue causes headaches, pain in the jaw, vision loss, and a dip in memory power. And imagine the aftertaste. So after careful consideration, I think I'll practice playing the piano with my toes.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.